This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country's GDP is growing at 8% and the day is not far when it will become the third largest economy globally. Addressing the inaugural session of Journey Towards Viksit Bharat, a post-Union Budget 2024-25 conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said India has reached new highs even after battling the pandemic. He said government is focusing on all sectors. The Prime Minister said the speed and scale at which the government is building infrastructure is unprecedented. He said capital expenditure is called the biggest productive medium of resource investment. Mr. Modi said in 2004, in the first budget of the UPA government, capital expenditure was around 90,000 crore rupees and it increased to 2 lakh crore rupees in 2014. The day-long conference is being organized by the Confederation of Indian Industry, CII, and is aimed at presenting the outline for government's larger vision for growth and industry's role in this endeavor. In Kerala, 63 bodies have been recovered from the debris of the landslide site that hit Wayanad district during the wee hours of this morning. The death toll is likely to mount further. Official sources said 128 persons injured in the mishap have been admitted to various hospitals. Efforts are in full swing by the NDRF, the state government machinery, and the public to rescue more people believed to be trapped under the debris. The Kerala government has declared a two-day mourning from today. Expressing deep sorrow over the loss of life and property, the government announced that all public programs and celebrations stand postponed. The national flag will fly half-mast during this period. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences over the loss of lives in the landslides in Wayanad. Prime Minister Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased in the landslides in parts of Wayanad. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. The Prime Minister also spoke to Kerala CM Pinarayi Vijayan and assured all possible assistance from the centre in the wake of the prevailing situation there. Meanwhile, the IMD has issued red alert in 8 districts in the state, indicating the possibility of extremely heavy rainfall. In its revised weather bulletin this afternoon, the department issued red alert in the districts of Idukki, Mallappuram, Palakkad, Thrissur, Kozhikode, Wayanad, Kannur and Kasaragod. The National Human Rights Commission, HSRC, has issued notices to Delhi Chief Secretary, Delhi Police Commissioner and Commissioner of Delhi Municipal Corporation over the deaths of 3 students due to drowning in the city. The Commission asked them to submit a detailed report in the matter within 2 weeks. It has also asked the Delhi Chief Secretary to get a thorough survey done to know the exact number of such institutes and coaching centres running in violation of the prescribed norms across Delhi. The Commission said every detail of such institutes, including complaints pending against them and action taken by the department concerned, is to be mentioned in the report. The Commission also asked them to inform about the action taken against the responsible public servants who failed to do their lawful duty to check these irregularities. Apart from this, it has asked the Delhi government to intimate about the compensation paid to the next of kin of the deceased, as well as steps taken to ensure that such tragic incidents do not recur. In Paris Olympics, Manu Bhakkar and Sarabjit Singh today clinched the bronze in the mixed 10-meter air pistol shooting event by defeating South Korean pair of Oh Ye-jin and Lee Won-ho 16-10. With this win, Manu etched her name in the history of Indian sports by becoming the first Indian athlete to win 2 medals at the same edition of the Olympics. Earlier, Manu won a bronze in the women's 10-meter air pistol event. Overall, Manu is the third Indian to win more than one individual medal in the Olympics. Sarabjot, on the other hand, got his first Olympic medal. Shuttler PV Sindhu and wrestler Sushil Kumar are the only 2 other Indians to have won multiple Olympic medals, but in separate Olympic Games. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Manu Bhakkar and Sarabjot Singh for winning bronze medal for India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.